Like I say, I'm truly thankful to be here this evening. I'm thankful for what I can already feel in my heart. I'm thankful for one night God spoke peace to my soul at home in bed. See, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I tell you, I was trying to go, supposed to go to the radio this morning at 8 o'clock. And I got up about 6 and I thought I'd try to study and pray and meditate a little bit. And I got tired and ended up going back to sleep. And I woke up and it was 8:20. And I tell you, I know what it's like to feel like you let the Lord down. But I want you to know that the Bible teaches me that He knew me even before I was born. And God knew how sorry I was going to be. And He knew how many mistakes I was going to make. But He still loved me so much that he gave His life for me. He loved me so much that He gave it up for us. But I'm glad to be here today. I've tried to study and pray and just seek out what the Lord wanted out of me. And that's all I know to do is to try to do what God has for me to do. And I have a lot of trouble trying to bring things out sometimes. And God knows that. And if something comes out wrong and you just maybe can't understand it or whatever, get with me after a while and we'll try to sort it out. But I want you to know that I'm a man, but I know that without God's help that I can't do nothing but fall flat on my face. I've done it for years. I fell short on God for years, and I'm tired of falling short on God. I tell you, it seemed to take me forever to just get to the point where I would just turn loose. I don't know what was holding me back, but I was just worried about everything, I guess. But Lord, just I wasn't ready. And I don't mean I wasn't ready to preach. God called me to preach, so when He did that, I was ready right then. But old self, I couldn't get out of the way then. It'd take a while for old self to get out of the way. I want you to try to pray for us today. And I tell you, I believe somebody already has, because I've been able to feel it this evening. And I'm glad that I can feel that. And you know, the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life, I've already said it once, but it was the night I got saved. And the Lord done something special to me, and He came in and He saved me, and He gave me this heart that I can feel with. See, back when I grew up, I didn't know anything about this God that you could feel. I didn't know anything about this old-time way. All I knew about was trying to do things right and trying to make it to heaven that way and by water baptism. And I want you to know that it won't work that way. God showed me that night on my bed. And that night, I was just in trouble. I was in torment. I was in the worst trouble I'd ever been in. And it wasn't nobody there but me and God. And I'm thankful it was that way, because if some of my family would have been around me, they would have probably just directed me on to something else. See, they didn't know I was lost. They didn't know anything about this old way. But that night, it was just me and God there on that bed. And I tell you, I was in trouble, and I was begging God to save me. And He came in, and I just went off to sleep. I just rest then. I don't know how long I'd been awake, how long it took, but I do know one thing. That God relieved that burden of sin there. He took that worry and that trouble away. The Bible teaches us that a godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. I had that godly sorrow that night. And it did. It worked some repentance unto salvation. I knew I was in trouble. I knew that it came from God that night. And I knew that I just had to seek Him. That's all I knew. I hadn't grown up this old time way. But I had enough friends that had been around me before that no doubt that God had directed them to ask me about my soul. And I'd had a couple times I'd been exposed to a little bit of gospel. But Lord, that night, Lord just came in and just, I was tore up. And He fixed it there that night. We'll try to get to what the Lord give us in a little bit. If if that's what he wants, but we just have to try to follow after him. I need to ask the church to remember my daughter. She's out in sin. She's a member at New Design Missionary Baptist Church. She's pregnant now with her second baby. We got her first one back here, and that's out of wedlock, and doing things she shouldn't be doing. And I want the Lord to bring her in and use her for His honor and His glory. See, I know that there's no peace on this earth other than trying to work for God. The Bible teaches that this is just trouble and sorrow. This old world is just full of trouble and sorrow and torment. It's hard. It really is. But when you try to serve God, He makes it easy, doesn't He? I don't mean it's going to be a bed of roses, but you can have a little bit of peace when you're trying to serve God, and I'm thankful for that today. Will y'all pray for her? She's out in this world, and just the Lord knows what to do. I don't. I've tried, and we've tried talking to you blue in the face, so to speak, and I don't know what to do, but to try to take it to God and ask Him to help, and I know He's capable of helping. See, I know that that God can bring us down. He can bring conviction on us. See, God works on the inside. See, this old person here on the outside, he's just stubborn enough. He can do whatever he wants to do. You can just turn away and just not do what God has for you to do. You can just do anything, but on the inside, see, God works on the inside, and you can't run from that. You can't get away from that. We're going to read these. It might be out of order, but the Lord's able to straighten that up. But Galatians chapter 6 in the first verse says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself lest thou art be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If a man think of himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." We're going to read that again. It says, "If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such in one of the spirit of meekness." Now, meekness there, that's talking about, I think, being kind and long-suffering and just trying to bend over backwards to be able to help them there. But it's talking about there, if a man be overtaken in a fault. I need y'all to pray for me today. Matthew in the 18th chapter in the 15th verse. "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And if he will not hear thee, then take two or three more in thy mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee a heathen and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind in earth be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. It's talking about their the trespasses there. It says, if my brother shall trespass against me, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained a brother. Now the other one that we just read a little bit ago, it talks about meekness, and it's talking about the one that thought more highly of himself than he ought to, and it's talking about the other one there that was overtaken with sin. I've done lost my page, but that's all right. He was overtaken with sin, and the other one had to show some meekness about him. He had to show some concern and want to try to help him, you see. It says there, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And if he shall hear you, you have gained a brother. I want you to know, it seems like nowadays we take these few verses and we kind of apply everything to it. But it seems like to me a lot of times we get out of order. We seem to go right down through it and get to the third one there. And by then we've just, see what we're supposed to be long-suffering by what the Bible teaches. What I'm trying to get around to is that we're supposed to keep ourselves in shape. See, I've had a lot of trouble myself with church excluding people and things. I've had a lot of trouble because I know Brother Scotty, and I know he's a sinner that's saved by grace, and I know that I'm going to go out here and I'm going to get mad about something and I'm going to sin. Or the Bible teaches us that even the idle thoughts we would give an account for, that's talking about the ones that don't even make it out. You ain't even got to utter them. You ain't even got to say them to anybody. And it's still a sin because you thought about it. And I want you to know that I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. And Brother Scotty is going to sin today. I'll sin tomorrow. I'm going to try my best not to, but chances are I'm going to sin. And I tell you, we ought to be careful to go around and try to... We just need to be careful to not get caught up in the things just that are tradition, I guess is what I'm trying to say. See, we need to be long-suffering. It's important for us to try to win people back to God. I want you to know that's an important thing, and I want you to know that you could come to me about something that I've done wrong all day long. And we might get it cleared up, and we might not, but when God tells me that I've done wrong, we'll clear it up right then. See, God works on the inside. And when God does the correcting, it'll work every time. But when man does the correcting, it don't exactly work right because man's involved. I tell you what, we're supposed to try our best from steps one and two before we get to step three. We're supposed to try our very best. We're supposed to try our hardest to win somebody back. And it seemed like it'd be better preached at my home church, but that ain't what God asked for Brother Scotty to do. And I know that I can't preach nothing on my own. I can't do this without God helping me. All I know to do is to do what He gives for me to do. But it's important for us to try to win people back to the church. See, people go out here and they get out in the world, and I want you to know we're all exposed to the same devil. Do you know that? The devil, see, he's a liar, and the Bible teaches that he's going true and foe, seeking who he may devour. The devil's on your tail, and he's trying his best to get you, and We're all exposed to that same devil. Just some of us fall to him in public and some do in private, be honest with you. But we're all guilty of doing things, but not all of us are guilty of church correction. And seems to be the only thing that we correct in the church is one thing, and that's a child outside of wedlock. And I'll just be honest about it. There's all kind of other stuff that goes on too. There's all kind of other sins that I've been guilty of that I should have gotten some trouble about that never did get mentioned. There's all kind of stuff. But honey, let me tell you something. If somebody has a child outside of wedlock, they'll be excluded first thing. It's a public thing, and it's a public offense, and people just see it as being offensive. And I tell you, it is offensive. And I'm raising my granddaughter back there. That's not supposed to work that way. And I tell you, with my grandchild, it does bother me with my daughter being out the way that she is. So I don't want you to think that we're not supposed to take action if we have to in the church. See, God set the church up where it could take whatever action it needed to for it to survive. You know that? The church has got the authority to do that. But we need to be careful to do it the way that God said to do it. See, we're supposed to be meek and we're supposed to be humble. When it says there that we should go to your brother that's trespassed against you and talk to him face to face, as you and him alone. Is if you win him, you want a brother. That's what it says. And we need to do a little more work winning our brothers back. This whole world is full of sin. And I tell you, we need all the help we can get to people that have been saved by the grace of God. We need to. We'll try to get to this other one. It's 7th chapter of Matthew in the first verse. We'll read it and see what the Lord goes from there. But it says, very familiar scripture, says, "Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged." Yes. See, that tells us there that if we judge unrighteously, which the Bible teaches me that my righteousness are filthy rags. So what point have I got to say anything? See, I've got no right to bring nobody up at all, but I want you to know that the church as a whole has the authority to do that. That's why it sets it up that way. It says, "For what judgment you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou thy mote in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam in thine own eye?"
That's right.
I want you to know today, I meant to say this first. It's what was on me out in the parking lot, but just slipped my mind. But I want you to know this message is to me. And if God lets you get something out of it, then that's all right too. But I don't want nobody to think that I'm preaching to nobody other than myself, because I'm not. I've done enough sinning in my life that I could preach to myself every day. And you know, people in this old world will have you think sin and stuff is all this great big stuff that you hear about, the killing and the murders and things like that. But my Bible teaches me it's the small stuff. And that's how the devil will come in and get you. He'll tell you that little small stuff's okay and that little small stuff's not a sin. But I want you to know the devil's a liar. And the maker of a liar. And that's what he'll do. He'll go in and he'll deceive you and he'll let you think something's okay when it's not. Before you know it, you're in a mess. I think we was at the third verse here. No, we was at the fourth. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine own eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own. Thou hypocrites, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of the brother's eye. See, it took me a long time to understand why it was so important. I knew it was important about the church having to take action and things. But see, the part that I was missing, and I want you to know the reason that I always had trouble with church having to take action on somebody was because that I knew that I was a sinner, just like I've already told you. But I want you to know that it's my job as a saved individual to be in the shape where God can use me, and it's my job to have this kind of thing out of the way where I can do the business that God needs me to do. It's mine and your job to have ourselves cleaned up a little bit. It's my job to clean myself up. The Bible teaches us to humble ourselves. I think we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to humble ourselves. And see, if God has to humble you down, it's going to be rough. It tells us to humble ourselves. I had another one. It was about bearing one another's burdens. It may have been over in the first one that we had read, but it talks about how that we're supposed to love one another and bear one another's burdens. I tell you, if you love me, if you see me, we're supposed to think about one another, and we're supposed to try to help one another the very best we can. You know, I used to be real good at trying to help people. And every time I'd see somebody even on the side of the road, I wouldn't know them. They'd have their hood up or something. I'd stop. And I'd get all greasy working on somebody else's car that I didn't have a clue at the time really what was wrong with it. But I'd try my best to help anybody. It didn't matter who it was. Was I've gotten a little older and I've watched a little more news and I've seen these people getting shot and mugged and whatever it may be, I've gotten out of the habit of doing that, and I seem to just turn the other way when I see somebody stopped, unless I really know them. If I know them, I'll stop and help them. But that ain't how God asked us to do things, is it? We're supposed to help one another. We're supposed to bear one another's burden. Back to the other part about judging, about the mote in our eye. See, if we lift somebody's name up to an almighty God, He's powerful and He can take care of things. Amen. If we constantly worrying and thinking about somebody and pray about somebody regular, God will have, He'll do the right thing. He'll it'll work just right, just like it's supposed to. When we try to do it, we make a mess out of it, just like we do everything else. But God, when He does the work, He does it just right. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I know a true and a living God now. I already told you that about when I was saved. It's special to me that I know a real God now. And there's a whole world that don't know that. But, I've sure enjoyed trying to come here and do what God has me to do. And I know it's been scattered, and Lord just have to take care of all that, because He gave it to me. And I've done my part, now you have to do your part. I've tried to clean myself up the best that I can. And the Bible tells us that our righteousness are still as filthy rags. It's mine and your job to keep ourselves as clean as we can, so we can bring somebody to the Lord. See, the best way we can bring somebody to the Lord is to pray for them or talk to them. People got different gifts, but Lord have mercy. You don't even see our churches moving anymore. Back when I was first started coming around these old missionary Baptists, I used to think you people were crazy, so to speak. When I first started coming around these missionary Baptists, I want you to know they would... They'd come around and they would ask you about your soul. They would constantly seem like they had a burden for one another. We've lost that burden, so to speak. It's still there. We still serve the same God. We need to get that burden back. If you don't have one, I hope you pray for one. Because when you have a burden, that'll keep you closer to God. Because you know you can't do it alone. Amen. I've been burdened down a whole lot lately, but that's where God has to keep me where He can use me. Otherwise, I'd just be out here in the left field somewhere. I ask y'all to pray for us, pray for a little church. We don't have a pastor, and just that the Lord might send whoever He wants over there. Amen. And I'm glad to be over here tonight, and I asked if y'all will get you a song or however y'all finish out the service, but when the Lord's done with me, I'm out.